This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Family and Relationship channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. In a conclusion of a series of sessions, we are joined again by Dr. Nikki Martinez, who received her master's and her doctorate from Illinois School of Professional Psychology and completed her pre-doctoral and post-doctoral fellowship at Gateway Foundation in Lake Villa, Illinois. She is the head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com, where she can be reached if you're interested in individual or couples work with her. She is an adjunct professor for 2 graduate programs, a blogger for the Huffington Post, Everyday Power Blog, Older Dating, Success Story, Savannah Spirit, Proud Stories, and a contributor for the Chicago Tribune. She just published her 8th book through Amazon.com. And on this episode of eHealth Radio, Dr. Martinez will discuss divorce after decades and moving forward with your life. Dr. Martinez, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be back. Kind of sad the series is ending, but I'm sure we'll talk again.
And that certainly sounds good to me. You always offer such great information for everyday situations and health issues, and we're always pleasured to have you with us each and every time. So today, for starters, people are often uncomfortable when it comes to people divorcing after many, many years together. Why do you think that is?
Well, no matter how old people get, no one wants to imagine their parents or their grandparents divorcing. And you and I have talked about a number of probably much more controversial issues. I've written many more touchy topics of articles, but it was only when I wrote an article on this and on really supporting people that are divorcing after many decades together and the additional support and how life-changing this is for them, that it was the only time ever that someone attacked me on Twitter for writing this article. And how dare I talk about anyone of an older generation divorcing? They acted like I was pro-divorce and totally missed the point that I was pro-support and kindness to the individuals who were going through a really tough time.
And that is an interesting reaction for sure, and it proves that people are uncomfortable with divorce. And it can hit us at any point in time, whether if it's people we know or even directly. What is unique about people that divorce after decades together?
Well, these people have spent most of their lives as this identity, as a partner, as a spouse, as this partner and parent, many from a really young age. They don't know who they are outside of this relationship, really, because from the time they sort of develop from an older adolescent into an adult, they've been with this person. So really now they're this older adult and they're really just starting to learn about themselves and their identity and who they are as an individual now, and it's a huge undertaking.
So what advice, Dr. Martinez, would you give to someone who is just starting over and feels lost and perhaps scared?
I think I would tell them that while it might not feel like it right now, it's going to be okay. It may even be better, as a lot of people have often lived and been unhappy for many years in these relationships, and they've believed that you don't get divorced no matter what, and that's a belief that a lot of people hold. And so they've been unhappy for a while, but, you know, hanging in there. Maybe they tried to do some counseling together and it didn't work. And so often they've settled for less than they deserve. So really letting them see this chance for them to really get to know themselves, to explore these opportunities, to really be happy standing on their own 2 feet, and that they never have to settle for less. They can get everything they want and set their minds to.
Today, once again, we are visiting with Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development at DrNikkiMartinez.com here on eHealth Radio's Family and Relationship channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Martinez, what are some small steps these individuals can take to start moving forward with their life?
Well, you really start to use the support system that they already have in place. A lot of them are embarrassed to really tell these people what's been going on or to lean on them, but they're more important now than ever, and they want to support them. So that's really something that people need to realize, that they're important. They need to reengage with their friends, and it's the same reason that they feel embarrassed or ashamed. They don't think they're going to understand, and really their friends want to be there for them and they want to support them. So really get engaged with them, go out with them, join some clubs, volunteer in something that they're passionate about. If they need some tools and support, they can even see an individual therapist who can help them through this major transition in their life.
Of course, we know that couples work is one of your specialties. What particular advice might you leave these individuals with, and how might they get a hold of you for any help that they may need?
Well, I would let them know, while most issues in a marriage are things that you can work out and work on together, there are times when it's a healthier choice for all the people involved to end what's become a volatile or non-loving relationship after many years, and that it really is, it hasn't become healthy, it hasn't become loving, and this is the chance for them to both start anew and search for that for themselves again. So if either of those are the case, then you've made the right choice, and you're just going to get stronger and stronger. And things are, while it may not seem like it in the beginning, a year from now, people are going to look back and realize how much they've grown and how much progress they've made if they put some of those tools that we talked about in place. And if anybody needs to reach out or needs help, they can reach me at www.drnikki.com. That's www.drnikkimartinez.com. And also my Twitter is at Dr. Nikki Martinez. And I would, of course, love to talk to them.
Dr. Martinez, always great to have you. And we certainly look forward to the next opportunity to speak with you again right here on eHealth Radio. Until then, take care.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
We've just concluded a series of interviews with Dr. Nikki Martinez, psychologist and licensed clinical professional counselor and head of clinical development for DrNikkiMartinez.com. And for more information, once again, and to connect, visit DrNikkiMartinez.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Family and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.